This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What's going on, everybody, and good morning. Today is Friday, August 15th, and this is your daily Go Birds morning update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. It is funny, as many times as I have said that, and honestly, it might be over like 250 times now, there's sometimes the cadence just feels off for me. So I always feel bad for people that are maybe, and this is probably unrealistic, but like saying it with me as they're listening in the car. Like, I feel like if I listen to this pod all the time, I'd be big into following along and being like, what's going on? And good morning. I try to do the cadence the best I can every time, but I don't always remember if it sounds the same way. Anyway, what's going on? And good morning. I hope you are all getting ready to have a fun Friday. It is the weekend. We have Eagles football tomorrow. And man, do we got a lot to talk about today, because the Eagles concluded their second day of a two-day joint practice session with the Cleveland Browns on Thursday. And unfortunately, if you did check out the pod with me, James, and special guest Brandon Lee Gowen, practice didn't go great. It was not a great showing from the Eagles, who I think in some ways played probably worse overall than they did on day two than day one. The defense was certainly worse. The offense, you could argue, was better because they didn't turn it over, but they also didn't really get in the end zone, at least passing the ball. So not a great showing from the Eagles over the last 2 days. I think if, you know, Nick, and we talked about this on the Daily Pod before the joint practices, if he views them as a great chance to get in work and see where the team is at, I wonder deep down, honestly, how he feels about how this went. Because the team had flags, the team had some drops, the team had not a lot of touchdowns on the offensive side of the ball. And on the defensive side of the ball, they even had an interception negated because of a flag. Now, maybe Joe Flacco doesn't throw it if there's no flag. But regardless, it was, a sloppy performance from the offense. And one way of showing that is on the first day of the joint practices, Jalen started 0 for 3. On the second day of joint practices, Jalen started, wait for it, 0 for 3. And one of those plays, the snap was bad and the throw was bad after. So it was just a sloppy performance from the Eagles. I highly recommend you check out the post-practice pod with me, James, and BLG. I was happy to have BLG on the pod, as he's right there with me at practice every day. And I think sometimes you probably get a little, not even sometimes, you guys probably get sick only hearing my voice with this, since James unfortunately can't be at practice. So I think Brandon offered some good perspective too on how the last 2 days looked. Now, if you don't have time to check that out, I'll give you a few quick hitters. Jalen finished 11 of 17, no touchdowns, no interceptions. And you know, an alarming lack of touchdowns so far for Jalen in training camp, I think. If you look at where Jalen's at, he has 12 touchdowns in 14 practices. He had 22 in 14 practices last year. So definitely not getting the ball in the end zone a ton. And then on the defensive side of the ball, I had Joe Flacco down as 9 for 13 with 4 touchdowns. So not good. Not a good day at the office for the Eagles defense or the Eagles offense. But let's get into the Daily Pod, as we got some injury news for you. We got a bunch of interesting things the players had to say. An interesting Saquon stat for you that honestly blows my mind to the point where I'm wondering if I made a mistake. But it's crazy and if this is true, and I'm 99.999% sure it is. And then also a cool story from Howie Roseman about how they acquired A.J. Brown. So first off, the injury report. Did not practice on Thursday. A.J. Brown, Nick Sirianni was asked if A.J. has suffered a setback, and he didn't really answer. I think Nick's reached a point where he's just not going to say anything when it comes to injury. So I feel like it's impossible to read into things with him. But we'll find out next Monday when the Eagles hit the practice field if AJ's out there at all, because he had came back from the hamstring injury, was doing some individual work, and then now is not. So we'll find out. But A.J. Brown did not practice due to a hamstring injury. Lewis Cine did not practice due to a groin injury. I was excited when they claimed him. I think it was a smart move to claim him. He got a Super Bowl ring, but doesn't feel like it's going to work out for him in Philly. Kenyon Green did not practice due to a shoulder injury. And Lane Johnson did not practice due to rest. Lane Johnson also didn't practice half of the day in day one. So the Eagles spend a lot of their joint practice reps on first team offense without Lane Johnson. Also on the did not practice list was Landon Dickerson, but we do have an update on Landon. So Landon was not at practice at all. At least he didn't come out to the practice field. I don't know if he was in the building, but Landon was at practice afterwards on Thursday. He came out, had a sleeve on his leg, was carrying a case of beer for the offensive lineman. I mean, he was walking fine. Like, he kind of walks with a limp anyway, like all the time for years of playing football. Like, he didn't look any different to me. If I had no idea anything had happened with Landon and I just saw him, I would be like, oh, there's Landon. Like, I wouldn't be like, oh my God, why is he limping? Or like, look at that sleeve. Or he seemed fine. Now, again, I'm not a doctor. I don't know how much that impacts whether he'll play in week one, but he looked good. Like, he looked regular and fine, and like nothing had happened. And the fact that, frankly, I'm not, again, not a doctor, but the fact he's walking so fine a day after having meniscus surgery is pretty crazy too. So, you know, just based off that, part of me is like, well, of course he's going to play against Dallas in week one, but just hard to tell how they're going to want to slow play it, how he's going to, you know, rehab and all that. I'm sure he'll rehab hard, but how it heals and everything. But it was good to see him out there and walking fine. Limited during Thursday's practice, Saquon Barkley, who did no team drills, Zach Bond, who only did 7-on-7. Zach Bond was obviously still limited with a back injury. Saquon Barkley was just a rest day, and Elijah Cooks was limited with a shoulder injury. So that is, you know, worth noting that they didn't have Saquon, they didn't have Lane Johnson, they didn't have Landon Dickerson. Like, they were missing guys, but still, I don't think it was a good showing from him. And, you know, if you're thinking I'm just being a hater, like, I would encourage you to read Jimmy Kemsky's reports, to read Brandon's reports. Like, I think it's pretty consensus that it was not a good showing for the Eagles. So prior to practice on, I'll start with this. So after practice on Thursday, Jordan Mailata, who, let's just be honest, like, had a rough day. Myles Garrett is unbelievable, and that's not breaking news, but Myles Garrett really, really had a good day. Like, he was consistently winning against Jordan. He was consistently getting pressure, and he was consistently kind of wrecking the plays. Like, you know, I've probably explained this, but in practice, if an edge gets to the quarterback, he basically pulls up instead of hits him, and then sometimes they allow the play to continue after, or sometimes he gets there so quick, it's so obvious that the play is over. Myles Garrett had a few of those where it was like, all right, let's stop this. But he did do a good job pulling up and allowing some plays to continue. So Mailata was asked about going against Myles Garrett, and here's what he had to say.
How much you get out of working against Myles Garrett? How do you feel like that went today?
I mean, any time you get an opportunity to go up against the best, I mean, he truly is the best at that position. It's just that you got to take advantage of those opportunities. They, especially if it's a training rep, you know, So I think it's gotten me better. I have a lot of film to go off now and watch and see how I can, again, refine and sharpen and learn from yesterday and today. And, yeah, good for me.
Yeah, Myles Garrett. Very, very good. The Browns should clearly trade him for a ton of draft picks because they're not going to win any games. Signing him was absurd. I'm not sure why they did that at all. But he on a contender, like, I can't even imagine him on a contender where he got to play in primetime playoff games. It would be absurd. Like, he's already the best defender in the league, but if he got national games where everyone could really see him all the time, it would be crazy. So Garrett was awesome. In terms of Mailata, like, you could certainly argue he should have been better. I do think that going against Garrett in practice is probably borderline impossible, but Mailata's paid a lot of money to be the best tackle in the league, and he struggled against Garrett. And one thing, I mentioned this on the post-practice pod, but Jordan just kind of hasn't seemed like himself at practice. He seems like he's always kind of stretching after plays. He's hunching over, slow to get to the huddle. I don't know if it's just like he's tired or what, but he was asked about it after practice. And here's what he had to say about whether he's dealing with like any injuries or anything like that.
Speaking of which, it looked like you were dealing with some things yesterday. You were down in crowd. I mean, what was that?
I think we all, at this point in camp, we're all just carrying injuries. It's been a very physical camp. It was nice to see some fresh faces this week and, you know, some new looks. But, you know, I'm not the only one that's going through camp carrying, you know, still little nags and little injuries here and there. You know, that's when you got to sacrifice that free time to be doing rehab or treatment to be able to come back out in the paddock and keep pushing.
So he's clearly dealing with something. Now, it's obviously not enough to keep him out of practice. I think if it was anything even remotely concerning, he would not be out there. I mean, they're giving Lane Johnson a rest day. Mailata is no spring chicken. Mailata's been in the NFL, what, probably 7 years now, if you include the years he didn't play. So, yeah, I mean, definitely just weird. Like, hasn't really looked himself. You know, hopefully that's just the dog days at camp. He's tired and everything. But, yeah, not a great performance from Mailata. I think he would obviously tell you that going against Garrett. As a whole, Mailata was asked how the offense has looked because, again, I do not think it was a good performance from the offense on Thursday. And here's what Mailata had to say about the offense.
After watching the film of yesterday's practice, how do you feel like the offense performed?
Could be better. What do you think? What do you guys think? You guys always have something to say, right?
Today, you guys see the film, but yesterday after watching it, especially, I guess, specifically the O-line, you know, obviously you had a lot of moving parts in there.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that affected your
performance? You know, we pride ourselves on the plug and play, you know, and we just weren't good enough yesterday. Just from a conditioning standpoint, maybe from a execution standpoint as well. I did think that we did really, really good things in the run game. That is very evident. You know, the film don't lie there. But in the pass game, I certainly could be a lot better, a bit more firmer up there on the blind side. And you know, I think we're a bit leaky sometimes. But, yeah, we could definitely be a lot better.
So I will say, like, one constant, when you ask players this offseason in training camp, I should say, about the offense, I feel like every time they talk about it, you know, and Mailata didn't say that outright, but like they mentioned the passing game hasn't been great. You know, I'll play this now. Like, so I asked Sirianni prior to practice on Thursday what he thought the offense looked like on day one against the Browns, you know, on the Wednesday's practice. And here's what he had to say.
Yeah, again, there's some ups, there's some downs. You know, that's how any practice is going to go. And, you know, I thought we did some good things running the football. I thought we had a couple too many negative plays. It's hard to score points when you move backwards. So that's always our goal and what we talk about in training camp or even any practice review or game review in the season. You know, how do you eliminate bad football? And how do you eliminate you know, those types of things that move you backwards. And so that's always our goal.
So he brings up the negative plays, which is definitely part of it. Mailata has been called for a few, I think two false starts, if I'm not mistaken, over the last 2 days. I'm only around 70% sure of that. But there have been flags on the offensive side of the ball. And the passing game just hasn't been good. Like Jalen, over these last two practices, let me pull out my handy dandy notebook. And by that, I mean the notes app on my cell phone. 27 out of 41. So Jalen's completed 65% of his passes. That's not good for a training camp. Two touchdowns and one interception when he really could have two or three more or at least two or three total interceptions over these 2 days. Passing game just hasn't been crisp. Now, Lane's not out there. AJ's not out there. I get it. But Devontae, Dotson, Goddard are good, are like a very good pass catching trio. I mean, like, the Carolina Panthers would kill for that trio. The Giants, I know they have Malik Nabers, but man, Devontae, Goddard, and then Dotson, certainly a serviceable NFL receiver. Like, there's still enough options to be out there. And you're going against the Browns, who are not good. Now, I know their defense is better than their offense is, and Schwartz is a good coordinator, but it would have been nice to see the offense look better over these last 2 days than they looked. And so I think Sirianni's being honest when he's saying it's too many negative plays, and that's the interceptions, that's the penalties. Mailata is being honest when he said the offense could be better. Garrett really impacted it, but it was a rough 2 days, I thought, for the Eagles offense, especially where you wanted to have them look good. You wanted them to get good reps. I thought it was not the performance they wanted. All right. Finally, from Sirianni. So Sirianni was asked about the cornerback 2 spot and said, basically, he's not in a rush. Now, I'll play the clip for you and then give you my thoughts. But here is Sirianni talking about the cornerback 2 spot.
As far as the cornerbacks go, where are you in balancing that, hey, competition is a good thing versus you'd like to see someone sort of separate themselves a little bit at this point?
Yeah, again, feel good about the depth in the room and feel good about the pieces that we have that are competing. Yeah, like, I know you guys want that answer and looking for it now. We don't have to come up with that answer for a while now. We still got some time to come up with that. So, you know, everything's a competition. That doesn't mean we don't try to put the pieces where we think they should go as it's playing out. But yeah, it's just we're not in as big a rush of doing that as you guys are, I guess to say.
So he's right in a way. Now, it was funny, later in the practice, Zach Berman of The Athletic, congrats, Zach, was asked basically like, hey, you know, I know you're not in a rush, but it's 3 weeks. Like, when do you have to decide? And he was kind of like, yeah, I'm just being nice. I'm not telling you anything. And so you could perceive that as like they've decided who the corner is going to be and they're just kind of moving guys in and out. But if they had truly decided, I don't get the benefit of giving anybody first team reps that's not the starter. Like, you want him to get chemistry with teammates. You want him to be used to pre-snap signals with them. You want them to be used to like all those things, right? Like passing guys off on defense. And so I don't think they've decided. I think if they had to play, they probably know it would be Adoree. But I think there's a good shot that the starting corner on the roster, the starting corner on week one is still not on the roster. And they don't want to be shuffling guys in and out. Like, Tyler Steen's not getting shuffled in and out. Tyler Steen, clearly, they've decided he's the guy. So there's a clear difference on how they're handling the second corner spot versus how they're handling Tyler Steen when both were perceived as competitions coming into camp. So corners, not, you know, were not great on Thursday. And as a result, the defense wasn't great. So I think they still need to go out and, if they don't want that position to be a weakness, they got to figure something out, because nobody, I don't think, has stood up in camp and won that job. All right. On the other side, we are going to talk about Saquon. A crazy stat that is wild to me. Jihad Campbell had a really funny quote about Myles Garrett, and Howie Roseman told a funny story about how he acquired AJ Brown. So all that'll be on the other side. But first, a word from our sponsor.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Sponsors. Okay, so we've talked on this pod quite a bit about the use of the usage of Saquon Barkley, and it was a big deal coming into this year. It was a question all offseason. He got a billion times, like, coming off all those carries, how are you going to feel this year? Are you going to be able to touch the ball as much? How are you handling your offseason? Like, every question to him was about that. And through 15 practices, they are not treating him like a running back that has slowed down or that needs to, you know, take care of his body or that needs to be taking things different coming off a big season. So I asked Saquon, well, first I'll give you the stat first. So in 2025 training camp, so through 15 practices, he has 76 first team carries, 76 first team carries. Last year in all of camp, all 16 practices, he had 47 carries and 27 catches for a total of 74 touches. So in 2024 training camp, in 16 practices, he had 74 touches. In 2025, he has more carries in 15 practices than he had all of touches in 2024, training camp, obviously. And then if you combine his catches, he has 76 first-team carries this year in camp and 21 catches, for a whopping total of 97 touches in 15 practices. 97 touches in 15 practices. Crazy. Like, it honestly makes me wonder if their sports science department has figured out that one way to make sure he doesn't get hurt is to just keep him full throttle as opposed to taking a step back. So I asked Saquon at practice on Thursday if after a full season of every, you know, I'll just play you the question. So here's me asking Saquon.
Saquon, you answered so many questions this offseason about how your body would feel coming off the touches from last year. I know we're not in season yet, but you're out here pretty much every day touching it a ton. Like, do you feel the impact of last year, or are you maybe surprised at how little you don't?
No, you don't feel the impact of last year. I think you just feel camp. That's kind of how camp's supposed to be. You get your bumps and your bruises. You got to work through some things. It's supposed to be hard. Football's supposed to be hard. It helps get your body in condition for the season, kind of callous your body up. But I feel really good, and, you know, for me, it's just all about sticking to the plan that my team and the team here built, and just following it.
With Will Shipley.
And I know he's going to say he feels good. He's not going to come out and be like, yeah, I can really feel the impact. But just watching him, he looks awesome. Like, I believe him. I think he looks better in camp this year than he did last year. And that's really saying something. Now, maybe part of this is like perception, where I thought last year he was coming off a down year, so I needed to see more. This year, I know he's an awesome player, so when I watch it, things stand out more. I just know, like, the way he's running this year looks insane. He looks fast. He looks strong. He almost looks like skinnier than he was last year while still being super powerful. Like, he's unbelievable. And so the amount of times he's gotten it, I think, speaks to, like, they're going to run the ball with Saquon a ton. Full stop. Like, they are going to give Saquon the ball a ton this season. We'll see if he holds up. I think he will. Like, some guys, you know, you can't control injuries, but some guys are just different. And Saquon seems to be one of those guys that is just different. So, crazy stat. And yeah, all signs seem to be go for Saquon. So next up, Jihad Campbell was asked, because he talked to Myles Garrett after practice on Thursday. And he, you know, he had this really funny quote. Sorry, I'm trying to pull it up. This is not great podcasting. I apologize. But he did have a conversation with Myles Garrett after practice, and I thought his quote on it was good. So here's Jihad Campbell talking about his meeting or his conversation with Myles Garrett.
You were talking the other day with Myles Garrett after practice. Yeah. What was that like? What kind of things was he telling you?
Really just two freaks, you know, talking to each other. He's a great guy, man. You know, we're in the same agency together, so, you know, it was a good good, you know, little mojo, you know, just catching up with each other and, you know, just talking about, you know, habits, you know, finding a routine, especially me coming as a rookie and, you know, just honing on, you know, who I am as a person, just being who I am and, you know, always staying that way and just working hard.
Was he a guy you looked up to?
Say it again?
Was he a guy you looked up to?
Definitely. I mean, one of the guys for sure. You know, just work ethic and, I mean, everybody sees his game, right? He's a freak, like I said. You know, he's one of the best to do it and he's still doing it, so.
Love the confidence. Also, you know, talking to an edge rusher, not talking to a linebacker. So we will see. But yeah, I think it's awesome for Jihad to be talking to Myles Garrett. We talked about this a little bit with Shedeur Sanders reaching out to Jalen Hurts after practice. But I love when young guys from other teams reach out to accomplished players on other teams, I should say. You know, so like Jihad reaching out to Myles Garrett is really cool and like picking his brain. And Jalix Hunt is done with some of the good edge rushers around the league. So yeah, I mean, in terms of athletes, like Jihad Campbell is a freak athlete. Myles Garrett, an unbelievable freak athlete. So it's good for them to talk. And, you know, as Jihad transitions his way over to edge eventually, which I still think he'll do, it'll be good for him to have Myles Garrett as a potential resource to talk to. All right. That'll be it for Eagles practice notes. But I saw this clip and I just thought it was an interesting one. So this is Howie Roseman, who's been doing the podcast circuit. Come on, go Birds. Howie Roseman talking to, I think it's Bussin' with the Boys, a Barstool podcast, you know, do an awesome job. They get a ton of good guests. And Howie Roseman was on there and he talked about acquiring AJ Brown and the process of it and how close it was to not happening. So here is Howie talking about AJ.
How in the hell did the AJ Brown trade?
Who's calling who first? Did you call the Titans first? Titans call you first.
Yeah. I mean, in that situation, John Robinson, heck of GM, you know, I understood where he was and financially what he was trying to do and really trying to figure out a way to make a win-win situation because we had a quarterback at the time on a rookie deal. The interesting thing was that we had the trade done, the terms agreed to in the morning, we had to get a contract done with him. And at the time, we started with 3 first round picks in that draft. We traded one for a future pick with New Orleans. We still had 2. And basically I said, John, like if we can't get a contract done, like we can't do this trade. Like we can't trade you a 1 and a 3 for 1 year of a player. You know, we got to get a contract done first. And so we trade up and we get Jordan Davis. Our contract's still not done. And John's like, well, what are we doing? You know, what's going on here? And so after we picked Jordan 12, I think the pick we ended up trading was 18th. Between 12 and 18, I'm trying to finish the contract. And so nobody knew except a couple of people that we were even doing it because I said, imagine this falls apart. Like I'm going to be the GM who can't get a deal done with AJ. And so at that point, when we finished it, it was about pick 14 and the deal was done. And I turned to Jeffrey and Nick and I said, we're going to surprise our room when we're on the clock. They don't know anything about it. And so when we get ready to pick, I'm just going to say, hey guys, you know, we're picking AJ Brown. And they're all going to look at me like, what the fuck's going on? But they're going to be excited as shit. And so it was really fun. It was great energy. It was really like, I can't even get to 5 on the amount of people who knew in our building because of the contract situation. Oh, it was cool.
That's a hell of a story.
Yeah, it was cool.
So my takeaway from this is like, A, the Eagles have to thank their lucky stars every night this trade happened. AJ's been unbelievable. He has changed the offense. He's one of the main reasons they won a Super Bowl, like a price they happily paid for AJ Brown. But also, I think what this shows, and I'm gonna stand up for the speculation people, the people that whenever someone's cut, it's like, maybe the Eagles could get them. And then there's always that group that goes, no, there's no way. The Eagles talk about everybody. And what this shows is like, there's a lot of things in the NFL that we don't hear about that almost don't happen. Like if they hadn't got AJ, chances are we never hear about them almost trading for AJ. Like maybe it leaks out, but there are so many things that happen that we have no idea. And so that's why this whole thing is fun. Like speculate on who they might trade for. Speculate on if this trade could happen. Speculate if they should sign this guy. Because the Eagles are doing the exact same things. And sometimes, even though we don't hear about it, those things are being discussed. And it's their job to look into everything. So it's a good thing they looked into AJ. It's a good thing they got him. And it certainly has helped the team become Super Bowl champions. So that'll do it for today's Daily Podcast. As always, thank you guys so much for listening. As always, he's Elliot. I'm James. Talk to you guys later.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like.
Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.